AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. One more day of campaigning for Republicans before tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. It's now Donald Trump versus Nikki Haley after Ron DeSantis dropped out. Haley says the outcome hasn't been determined yet.
Let's show all of the media class and the political class that we've got a different plan in mind. And let's show the country what we can do. And this is my promise to you. If you join with me on this, I promise you, our best days are yet to come.
Donald Trump was supposed to be in court for his civil defamation trial in New York, but a juror got sick, so testimony is on hold. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office says it is investigating reports of an apparent robocall that used artificial intelligence to mimic President Biden's voice and discourage voters in the state from coming to the polls during the primary tomorrow. North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum has announced he'll not seek a third term as governor over a month after he ended his bid for the GOP presidential nomination. Vice President Kamala Harris is marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade ruling in Wisconsin. It's been 2 years since the Supreme Court struck down the ruling legalizing abortion, but Harris pointed out the states that have upheld abortion rights since that ruling.
From Kansas to California to Kentucky, in Michigan, Montana, Vermont, and Ohio, the people of America have voted for freedom.
A UN report says the Taliban are restricting Afghan women's access to work, travel, and health care if they are unmarried or don't have a male guardian. The Taliban have barred women from most areas of public life and stopped girls from going to school beyond sixth grade as part of harsh measures they imposed after taking power in 2021, despite initially promising more moderate rule. Stocks are higher late in the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. It's supposed to get warmer in some parts of the country, just not yet.
The cold temperatures in Atlanta causing pipes to burst and water to freeze on roadways. Driver Iona Flagg telling WANF how she got into a pileup.
As I soon to hit my brakes, my car wouldn't stop. My car kept going and going.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says moving forward, a good portion of the country could either have freezing rain or just rain, causing some flooding. But parts of Michigan will get snow. However, temperatures will eventually go up.
We kind of flip the switch there from the cold to well above normal temperatures as we go through the week.
I'm Julie Walker.
Two drivers were killed. Tens of thousands of people are without electricity. Hundreds of trains have been canceled after the latest winter storm lashed Britain and Ireland. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.